Hello, my name is Bart. This is probably going to turn into practice show number 11, which was not scheduled. But what are you going to do? You know, you get lemonades and you make applesauce. This is very empowering, very freeing for me because, damn, we've had such bad luck. Just one thing after another. And on top of all that, yesterday when we're putting the final assembly together, the whole shelving thing collapses. We lost the TV, the tuner, well, we didn't lose them. The TV, the tuner, and the VCR crashed down into all the other stuff, and it just, I'm thinking, oh, Christ, what did I do to offend you? And then I remembered there was no God, and he had no part in hurting me. But anyway, we are, the empowering part is we're not even going to try to do any music or any funny special effects on this because we got Tommy Mac just on the on-deck circle, and we're going to join my ridiculous rantings with his professionalism. And we're going to have a show for you real quick. We just got to mesh my schedule with his, which sounds like a big problem, but all we're going to do is decide on a day. Like we do a show Wednesday, he fixes it Thursday, we post it Friday. So real soon you can depend on a show every certain whatever day of the week we decide on. So this is very freewheeling. This is we don't care. We got no rules. I can say fuck if I want to. Ha ha. This is going to be a bunch of fun. What we're going to do, we're going to start the show off right, as we always do, with the checklist. God's finest work, I believe. Okay. What do we got on today's show? Today is Thursday, September something, probably the 4th. Okay. I want to be sure you all knew to watch the Vulgar Pig Boy tonight on ESPN. I want to see if he calls the black people's niggers, and if he calls some of the gay people's faggots. Wonder if Rush will do that. Can he keep the beast in the box long enough to make a few hundred million extra on the side? Because that bastard is so broke. Okay, lots of issues to talk about. Let's see if we can find one here. How about the Jessica Lynch book deal? One thing I'm trying to do is not have things, same things on the radio as on page, because, like, what would be the point? This has come up before on the page, but Jessica Lynch has signed a $1 million book deal, which confuses the hell out of me. They say it's going to be about growing up in America. Well, duh. There's 280 million people with a story like that. Why'd she get the million? It's going to be confusing because her story is going to be, I joined the Army, and I was in a supply truck, and it crashed, and I woke up in a hospital in America. And that's my story. Thank you. It's going to be like 3 pages long, I guess. I like the gal. I hope she makes a nice living. She's been through hell. So, yeah, if someone's going to fall into a bunch of money. Hell, that LeBron James has made $90 million, and he's never played a high school. Right. He's never played a college or professional game of basketball yet, and he's got $90 million of endorsements from Nike. That's stupid, stupid, stupid. But, hey, it's America. The money goes where the money goes. So, Jessica Lynch, good luck to you, honey. Hope you make a whole bunch of money. What else we got? Oh, I love being disorganized because it gives me the freedom. That's what it's all about. There's an issue or a letter. Today's USA Today. Oh, another thing. Part of the empowering, freeing part. I used to go back and fix everything and take out all the uhs and all that stuff. I'm not going to do it anymore. I just don't care. Okay. In today's Thursday's USA Today, on the op-ed page, letters to the editor, headline, Madonna can kiss her career goodbye. Guy writes in, because Madonna had an open-mouth kiss with Britney Spears live on TV, her career is over. If there's anyone on the planet that knows how to market, it's Madonna. Madonna is not the best-looking woman around. She's not the best singer around. She's not the best writer around. But somehow, she's the best packager around. And I kind of think she knew what she was doing when she kissed Britney Spears on the mouth. By God, if I kissed her, I think my career would probably go, who knows. Cybercrime penalties. The 18-year-old who authorities say was responsible for that computer virus that kicked my ass and cost me, oh, geez, I had to pay $280 or something just to get my C drive wiped and reinstated. That guy, letter to the USA Today from Chuck Ellis. Says that guy ought to do 15 years. I agree. He's only 18 years old. He should do 15 years in the pen hard time. It's not like he made a mistake. He didn't spill coffee on the on the nuclear reactor and it went off. He didn't miss the stop sign. He didn't fall asleep on the highway. No, this idiot stayed up late trying to figure out how he could screw the most people the most efficiently. So, yeah, you know, anytime there's a screw-up in life, you got to figure part of it is bad intention and part of it is just being stupid. This guy, this was 100% bad intention. So I say we hang the bastard. I see Arafat is still alive. I don't understand why is Arafat still alive. As long as we're gambling in the Middle East, let's gamble with his ass. Oh, and here's a picture of John Kerry crying. My God. The shit they will harp on these days in the media. I'm kind of a softy at times. If I sat there and listened to person after person tell me their life story, they got no money, they got no insurance, they got no future, they got no job, they got no nothing. These town halls, I'm sure I'd tear up too. Christ. How awful to listen to story after story, knowing that shit in the White House caused all this with his tax cuts to the super rich. I'd like to see them go after him. And if you think I'm rushing, you're right, because this is going to be a show for everybody. And can't make it too long, so we're not even giving you the highlights. We're just grabbing stuff out of the paper and just trying to give you a minuscule peek into what Bar Cop Radio might be. Oh, but it's going to be here real quick. I know I've been saying that for like 4 years, but everything's working. Another thing we did yesterday, I bought a separate hard drive and backed it up. So this being down for 2 weeks, we expect that not to happen again. I mean, possible we could go on a vacation sometime, but this 2 weeks without a computer thing again, we expect that never to happen again because I spent $90 on a hard drive, backed everything up. If a worm gets me, or one of them, whatever those are called, fine. I ship them the hard drive, they fix it, I put the other one in, we're ready to go. All right, now something else from today's USA Today. There's so much to catch up on, I figured we'd start, what's that, LIFO instead of FIFO, because the LIFO, who knows how long today's issue will be. Here's a quote I got for you. Representative Tom Davis, RVA, who recently returned from Iraq, said the focus must be on putting Iraqis in charge of their security and government. Quote, I don't think the UN was in any mood to help until their building was bombed. Republican Tom Davis, RVA. Well, Mr. Davis, you're a liar and an idiot. The reason it was even called the UN building because the UN was there. They were trying to help. They've been trying to help since the start. But President, war hard on President, he didn't want anybody stopping him from bombing Baghdad. That was number one. That came before the health of the kids. That came before the health of the country. That came before the safety of the country. That came before anything. Bomb Iraq, that's all he wanted to do. That was number one. The idea that the UN didn't want to help till now, that's bullshit. You're a liar. I'm calling you on it. Now get out of here. Okay. Here's one we got to have. Realities push Bush back to the UN. That little monkey. Now he's on his knees over at the UN. Please help me. I messed up. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. I'm evil. I'm a murderer. I'm a killer. I'm a bloodthirsty son of a bitch. Now will you help me out now that they're still stealing this million gallons of oil a day or million barrels a day. But they've been at it like, what, 60 days now? So 60 million barrels, what, $30, that's $180 million, and they're just getting started. My God, the money they're going to make. Okay, quickly. Svatsenecka, he got egged. In the Thursday show, I said it happened today, but apparently it happened yesterday because it's in the Thursday paper. Of course, AP is known for printing the next day's events. Let's talk a little bit about Arnold Svatsenecka. We're not going to get into all that Nazi stuff that he's associated with, and there's no sense in us talking about those gang rapes he admitted to in We Magazine. Let's just go strictly to the politics, you know, barcup.com, always the high road. We're going to talk about the politics here. Arnold Svatsenecka, headline in the Tuesday USA Today. Well, it's not a headline, it's whatever you call it when they put a little caption under the picture. Svatsenecka, skipping the first debate. You know why he's skipping the first debate? Because he's stupid and he doesn't have a clue. You know, if we had a French class in an hour and someone say, hey, Bart, you want to take the French final? I'd say, no, thank you. I'm not ready to take a French final. I don't know shit about French. Pardon the French. So he's going to skip the first debate, but he has agreed, get this, Musclehead, the guy who Molly Ivan says looks like a bag stuffed with walnuts or something like that, a condom stuffed with walnuts, that's what she said. Schwarzenegger has agreed to the September 17th debate. Now, why would he do that? Aha, I have the reason. He will agree to do that because in that debate, September 17th, sponsored by the California Broadcasters Association, all the candidates are going to get all the questions a few days in advance. Check it out. I can't take the French final in an hour because I don't know anything about French. I don't know anything about French. But if you gave me a French test, in 4 days, I had to be able to answer those questions. I could just meet with some French people, and they could say, dude, on number three, answer oui, and on number four, answer ne. Suddenly, Bart can speak French. Hey, check it out. Anyone can pass, no, I'll take it back. Some people can pass a test if you give them the answers days in advance and then have them huddle with the most, with unlimited money behind it, put it that way. Guy in Arnold's position, he can afford to write any check, get anybody in the country. He wants to sit in a room with them for 4 days and go over the French. Some bitch is going to be able to speak French in a couple of days. Look at this. This monkey, he can't fight fair. The only way he can fight is if he's just like W. The only way he can get into a contest is if he has the results up front. Now, if you know what question he's going to ask him, in 4 days he can come up with an answer. Take that back, too. In 4 days his advisors will come up with an answer for him to give. This is not government. This is stupidity. California, are you serious? You're going to turn the value of your house over to this guy? You're going to put your children's education in this man's hands? You're going to put your economic future in the hands of a condom full of walnuts who can't debate unless you give them the answers up front? Do you think if it was a bigger stage, if he was a president, yeah, I could just see the moron in Washington. North Korea is about to explode. It's going to bust wide open with a big-ass nuclear explosion. And Bush says, well, hey, excuse me, but before we get into that, could you tell me in advance what you're going to be doing the next 4 days, and then I'll huddle with my people, and then I'll come back and I'll have a response for you? No, it doesn't work that way. If North Korea launches, we got to know what to do now. We don't have 4 days to practice, you idiot. How do unqualified people get put in office? I'll tell you, it is beyond me, GM Bob. But Arnold is afraid to debate, that poor little sissy boy. What did he say here? He said, Schwarzenegger said he did not attend the debate because his plan is to go up and down the state visiting campuses, farms, and businesses until he makes his only planned appearance at a debate on September 24. Well, how about that? He doesn't have time to explain his position on the issues and compare them to the other candidates because he's on farms talking to Wilbur. California's a big state, Arnie. I don't know if Wilbur should be taking up all your time here. You're trying to whore your way, and you're trying to steal this election. We know you are because you're a Republican. That's how it works. Al Franken in the newest Rolling Stone. Check out Al. Al's on a roll. Rolling Stone asks Al. How has the right lying changed since you wrote Rush Limbaugh's Big Fat Idiot? Al says it has proliferated. It's become more acceptable. It's because it works so well, and they're getting away with it so much that they can just do it even more. They ask, so Limbaugh created a model? Al replies, a model of how to distort. What is shocking about Ann Coulter and the lies in her previous book, Slander, is that there was no protest from the right. No one said, hey, you can't do this shit. There's no price to be paid for lying. It's rewarded. I think he meant there was no protest from the left. Poor Al. What lies bother you the most? Al replies that liberals hate America. That's just sickening. It's a method of operation, and it's used on Fox all the time. It makes me seethe. Oh, this is good. This is good. Your book describes the difference between how liberals love America and how conservatives love America. Al replies, conservatives love America like a child loves his mommy, and mommy can do no wrong. We love America like an adult loves someone, recognizing our mate might have some faults and taking the good with the bad and always working to appreciate what's there and being critical of what's wrong and trying to help make it better. That's very well put. I like it when someone can very well put. What's the connection between lies of media types like Coulter and O'Reilly and lies of the Bush administration? Ooh, here comes Al. The Bush administration uses the right-wing media to push its agenda. They know that they can rely on Limbaugh and the Wall Street Journal editorial page and all of those people to put out their lies and distortion. When Bush says the vast majority of my tax cuts go to people at the bottom, Sean Hannity will repeat it on his Fox show ad nauseum. He'll say a waitress earning $25,000 gets 100% tax cut. One, no, she doesn't. Two, it cuts $300 from her income tax bill. But she gets no cut of her FICA, and she loses health care and daycare and housing vouchers for the kids. Meanwhile, Whistle Dick Cheney, I added the whistle, gets several $100,000 in tax cuts. It's just cynical and sick. The right-wing media allow the president to lie to the American people and not be held accountable. O'Reilly recently wrote, they ask, "We don't do drive-by character assassinations. We don't denigrate opponents' point of view with gratuitous personal attacks." I'm going to repeat that. O'Reilly said, "We don't do drive-by character assassinations. We don't denigrate opponents' point of view with gratuitous personal attacks." And Al says, "Drive-by character assassinations? I mean, in their complaint, his legal complaint, they call me a, quote, C-level political commentator who is, quote, shrill and unstable. And this is how they talk in a legal case about trademarks." Great point. Think how they talk when they're not talking legal points. The sons of bitches. All right, what else we got? Remember, this is a short show. Just to let you know, we are here. Breakup Radio is coming. We are just minutes. No, we are days away. But hey, as you can hear, everything's working. Oh, check out the sound. Does it sound flat to you? Check this out. I'm going to clap. Good. Did you hear a bunch of echo? No. First time Tommy got here, it was kind of spooky. He stood up in the middle of the room and started clapping. I thought, hey, I'm not that funny. But then I realized he was checking the echo in the room, so we hung $600 worth of, wholesale, $600 worth of acoustical tile from the ceilings. And oh, what a bitch that was. You think, oh, I'll hang up the tile. But no, we had to hire a carpenter to crawl around in the attic, putting 2x4s across the 2x8s or whatever the hell's in the attic. So he had to hook all these U-hooks up through the ceiling, and it was just a big thing. That was another few $100. I mean, nothing is easy. People think I'm just sitting here waiting for a radio to fall in my lap. No, this is hard work. It's constantly one thing. You ever notice, like whatever, you're working on something. Say you're putting a toy together for the kids. You know, it's Christmas or whatever, your birthday. You're trying to put a toy together for the kids. And darn it, you need an extension cord, and you don't have one, so you think, hey, it's 1 o'clock, I'll run over to Walmart, and I'll get me an extension cord, I'll be back at 1:15. No, nothing is easy. First of all, you know, you can't find your keys, and then this and that, and then finally you get out to the car, and you start to drive to the store, and then, oh, geez, you need gas, and then you go get gas, and all, and then you notice the tire's low, and you got to go get the change, because, oh, it's such a mess, and then you finally get to Walmart, and they don't have it, so you got to go to the other damn Walmart. And when you get to the other Walmart, everyone's there because no one's at the other Walmart because they're out of shit. So you stand in line, you get up to the front, you write them, you know, now the bank's screwed up, your check's no good. You know, here's this 330, all you want's a damn extension cord. That's just what's been happening here. For a rush, we had to fly Tommy in here twice. We had to spend all the money. We had to, and it's not even the money, it's the aggravation. You ever bought a house? I mean, a real house and a real, like, FHA? Oh, it's 10,000 hurdles. This is just like that. I don't know if it's better or worse, but it reminded me of that. But anyway, we are here, as you can hear. We are here, and we're going to have Bang Up Radio just really around the corner. And hell, I could do one of these, not a promise, but I could do one of these a day until we get the official radio going, because I got stacks of every time something good happened in the last 2-3 weeks, I would. Oh, shit, is that Ann Coulter again? I'll have to call her back. I just got a big-ass stack here of stuff with little red stars written next to articles. And I'll call you back. Jesus. We're back. Boy, but now I'm mad. I'm truly angry now. After Ann Coulter just called, I told her not to call the house. Damn it. Mrs. Bart might answer. She's always wanting little, you know. But after I did that, I played a little back just to be sure the levels were good, levels were fine, but it started to feedback, so I turned the microphone off. Then when I got done, I sat down and did the funniest damn half hour ever. And when I got done, I thought, ha-ha, that's a wrap. I'm going to post that. This will be good. And then I looked up and there was no levels because I turned the microphone down and did my funniest half hour ever. Damn it. So, as always, we're going to try to recreate the lightning in a bottle, which can't be done, but I can't just end on the stupid phone call from Ann Coulter. A couple of things we missed while we were down for the 2 or 3 weeks. One of my favorites I wanted to get in on was the Ten Commandments in Alabama. We got us a nut weasel down there named Roy Moore, Judge Roy Moore. Like Judge Roy Bean. I think Roy Bean was more sane than this nut job. But listen to this guy. He says, what this is about is the acknowledgement of God. And this issue has never been litigated before the Supreme Court. Yes, it was. It was litigated before the Supreme Court about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Well, they refused to hear it, meaning the Supreme Court stamped their approval on the previous ruling. So get used to it, Judge. Don't you know anything about the law, Judge? What are you, stupid judge? This nutty judge, check this out. It's hypocritical of the federal courts to say, may God save the United States in this honorable court, but you can't say who God is. That's a lie. Judge Roy Moore is a liar. He's a Christian liar. Judge Roy Moore just said in print, assuming he was quoted correctly, possibly bad assumption there, but Judge Moore said, may God save the United States in this honorable court, but you can't say who God is. Nobody told him he could say who God is. He made that up. He's a liar. He's a liar who made that up for money. Nobody on the planet, nobody in the Supreme Court, nobody in the legal system, nobody in Alabama, no attorney general, no anybody told him he was not allowed to say who God is. He just lied big time. What they told him was you can't drag a 5,000-pound piece of granite on the property you don't own. What the hell's wrong with you, you stupid judge? How in the hell? Tell you what, judge, why don't I get a 5,000-pound tribute to Shirley and we'll drag it onto your front lawn? What do you think about that? See, we got the same principle here. I took something I liked and I built a monument and I put it on someone else's property that I didn't own. That's bullshit, judge. You are a liar and a liar. Listen to this hand job. My political plans are to return to the office of the Chief Justice of Alabama. Hey, good luck there, Sparky. I will vigorously defend my oath, and I will vigorously defend my right to acknowledge God in the state of Alabama. Liar! Nobody told you you could not defend your right to acknowledge God in the state of Alabama. Nobody told you that. You made that shit up. You had to make that shit up because the truth won't serve your purpose. The truth won't put any money in your pocket. The truth won't bring any more cameras to Montgomery. You're not going anywhere with the truth, so you made that shit up because you're a liar. And it shouldn't piss me off more than you people that this guy's using God to lie and to raise money. That should piss you off much more than it pisses me off, because I'm very certain there is no God, so there's no God to insult. But the idea, if there was a God, he's insulting your God. He's not insulting my God, he's insulting your God. So why aren't you people mad at this stupid judge? I realize some of you are, but I'm talking to the crazies out there, the people who are backing this idiot when he says the government won't let him say who God is. We all know he's lying because he's a liar. In closing on this commandment thing, I just really hated to be without my microphone then because, you know, this is one of those excellent subjects that just doesn't translate so well on the, on the written word there on the page. It's just so much. He is such an idiot, he is lying so much, and he's doing it so clearly for big money and lots of publicity, and it just really is nice to have this microphone back. Okay. Judge says, quote, if I lose my job, I lose my income, I have 3 kids in school, another one at home, and my wife doesn't work. Well, you dumb son of a bitch, why didn't you think about that? This didn't sneak up on you. Nobody tapped you on the shoulder and said, you're suspended. No, that didn't happen. What happened was a higher court than you said, hey, dude, we're going to suspend you Friday if you don't knock off that bullshit. And he said, I don't care. Suspend me. And now he wants to whine about how he doesn't have an income. Well, hey, idiot, you chose to lie your way out of a job. You could have just stayed on the ground and kept your income, but you chose to climb a tree and tell a lie and throw away your income. And now you want us to feel sorry for you? Well, go to hell. A thread to hell. All right, what else? Stupid judge. I would sure like, you know, it sure would be nice if there was someone on the internet who would agree to debate me on a subject like this. This is so clear-cut, right and wrong, obvious. I see polls, something like 70% back the idea of putting someone's religion, 5,000 pounds worth of someone's religion, on property they don't own. Three-fourths or whatever, 70% of the country believes in that. Well, they probably don't, but that's what the survey said. They probably, you know, how you phrase a question, you get pretty much any answer you want. But by a little Shirley example, whoever's listening to this, what if I built a 5,000-pound granite monument to Shirley and drug it over and put it on your damn front porch? Now, you agree with that, America, 70% of you? Let's do that. Let's get a couple of 100,000 Shirley monuments. We'll go distribute them on every front porch of every wacko Christian in the world who thinks it's okay to force your beliefs on somebody else. This is crazy. What the hell's wrong with people? I got a what? A phone call? We're not sending. How do we have a phone call? Who's it from? Paul Hill? Oh, hell, I'll take that call. Paul Hill? Sure, what line is... Oh, that's right, he's dead. Paul Hill, that's right. He went and killed himself. First he went and killed an abortion doctor. Well, no, first he killed the doctor's bodyguard, who's a retired Air Force colonel. I don't like that. I don't like a man fighting for his country and then get gunned down by some religious bozo. But after he kills the Air Force guy, he kills the doctor. Now he's, he wants you to think he's in heaven. Him and God high-fiving over what a great job he did, but no. Truth is, there is no heaven, there is no hell. This poor bastard, his brain was shut off by the drugs, and he's in the ground, and he could have been alive to, you know, be with his wife, be with his kids, praise his Lord, but no, he had to go get a gun and shoot a guy in the back. Good going there, Mr. Pro-Lifer. Oh, I just loved them pro-lifers with shotguns in their hands. What the hell is wrong with these people? Okay, can't phase. Oh, one other thing about tonight. While the Vulgar Pig Boy is on ESPN, probably 8 Eastern, probably at the same time, Brittany, cute little Brittany, and Aerosmith are going to be on ABC, getting ready to kick off the big shebang there, Monday Night Football on Thursday. You know there's a Republican in the White House. But I have to watch the Vulgar Pig Boy, because if he goes off on the niggers and the faggots on the field, I just got to be there with my tape recorder to catch it. So I'm going to have to tape that. But on the other channel, we'll have to tape Brittany and Aerosmith. But you know when there's a lady out there, Tammy. Tammy knows Steve Perry of Aerosmith. Tammy, why don't you do me a favor? If you could, get word to Steve. Ask him maybe if they could maybe just ease up a little on the teaming up with Brittany thing. I mean, you know, if Justin comes out tonight and does another dance contest with Steve with Tyler, ooh, I'm going to be all pimply. I'm going to be all goose bumpy for another dance off. I mean, Jesus. I just don't think Aerosmith and Britney Spears ought to be on the same bill a whole lot, because it's beginning to sound like Britney Spears and Aerosmith. It's sounding a little too close there. So if somebody, if Tammy, if you could get word to Steve Perry or Steve Tyler or who, Nick Perry, I forget who's, you know, but yeah, we need a little less of that. In closing now, here we're trying to close out because we're giving this out to dozens of people. There'll be dozens of people to hear this, so we can't make it too long. A couple of Arnie quotes to give you here. Candidates will see questions in advance of the event. Yeah, the only way Arnie can do the debate is to cheat. Svatzeneca said he's not afraid to debate. Debate is one of my favorite things to do. Arnie, you're lying just like that Judge Moore. You don't have a clue in the debate. All you can do is pull a Ross Perot and say, we will roll up the sleeves. We'll solve the problem. We'll work hard to bring back the businesses to California. That's all he's got. He can't say, Arnie, what services are you going to cut? We will be cutting services later. We will make the decisions at the appropriate time. Next question. What a nut. In closing out, reporters continue to question the former champion bodybuilder about a 1977 We magazine interview in which he boasted of having engaged in group sex with other bodybuilders and a woman. Good thing that woman was there, eh, Artie? He said Wednesday that the incident, quote, never happened. Check it out. It never happened. He said he had made, quote, outrageous statements to get attention for bodybuilding. Oh, so that's how it works. That's how it works. What you do, you find a microphone and a camera, and you lie your ass off with outrageous statements for publicity. Is that how it works, Mr. Schwarzenegger? Why would you want to give away your battle plan this early in the contest? Quote, I have the utmost respect for women. I have never meant to hurt anybody. But they were all bad. I can just see it now. What a mook. What an idiot. Trust me. I don't think on election day, I don't think Arnold's going to be in the picture. I think this is all a big hand job for Terminator 4. I don't think he can't survive even a practice debate. And again, remember what I said, imprinting, count my words or mark my words. Before Ariana turned anti-democratic, I told her the easiest way to win this is just, you set up a debate where you don't have pre-planned questions. You know, if each candidate was allowed a follow-up, Arnie would just have to say, hey, I'm sorry, I don't have the answers. I probably don't belong here. I would get off the stage. I apologize for wasting your time. That's all he could do. He would be able to do nothing else. Unless he pulls a Bush and has the press, you know, if Arnie gets up there and says, I don't know shit about nothing, and then Bob Schieffer comes on and says, oh, I'm so impressed with his vast knowledge. You know, yeah, the press can pretend, and then people sitting at home say, well, hell, Bob Schieffer thinks he's good, George Will thinks he's good, Tim the Whore thinks he's good, Clinton Scott. If those three say that he's a smart and knowledgeable man, then hell, we might as well vote for him. How exciting to have Arnie. Yeah, that's what you want. Arnie, in charge of your careers, in charge of your kids' education, in charge of your housing plans, your housing values. Yeah, California, do that. Get Arnie in there. That'll make Burkhop Radio fun as hell. Okay, closing out. Boy, this was nowhere near as that other show I did. It was just dynamite, but it had no meters on. Oh, that's going to, that'll all get fixed when Tommy gets here, because he knows to turn the microphone on before the show. That's what a professional's for. So we're gonna put this lump together and post it, and know that all future radio sessions will be better than this one here. Trust me. I had to do this. It's been, what, 2-3 weeks? I hadn't even seen my microphone. It's my little Mr. Microphone, and I hadn't even seen it in so long. So we'll get back into the swimming things, and we'll have a little more fluid presentation next time, and then we'll get better and better. And so that's it for Barkhop Radio today. Tell your friends, barkhop.com, Barkhop Radio. We're going to make it work.